This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, so this is episode 69. How many more do you...
This is episode 69.
Realistically, how many more do you guys have in you? 31?
31.
And then done?
Maybe.
Or 131, make it an even 200, like a spontaneous nation situation.
Maybe.
And then just call it quits after 200.
I don't know, but there's so many songs to punch.
There's so many...
Well, your work's never really done.
What's your spreadsheet? 900-something?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely past 1,000 songs now.
Yeah.
Well, 1,000 weeks is like... That's over
400 years.
That's 400 years.
Oh, wow. It's a little under, but yes. And we'll get there. But for now, it's pony time. Punch it!
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Ice on the Fringe is so damn frosty that people are like,
jam, that's a cold-ass punching.
Oh, I love that one, because I love Macklemore.
You really do. You really do.
He's got a rep. Seattle, baby.
I didn't even press it again.
Do it again. Do it again.
I'm going to punch some jams. Only got 20 jammies in my punch it.
My name is Miel.
And I'm not Miel. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
What we do now is... Yeah, for the approximately next, let's see, Kevin's on this episode 4 hours.
Okay, yes. I wish you could see Kevin's face. He's a mime now.
Are going to take a song that I truly believe is unpunchable, but let's see.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it, understand it, and then debut what we, as in Demi, did to it.
Yep.
At the end
and
of the
truly,
show.
What I did to it is the best way to phrase it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you write it? Anyway, we have an esteemed, privileged royal guest, if we could
Ooh.
Please introduce him.
Oh, I guess we have to with that
He's
kind of an
intro.
He's
a free on the Enneagram.
You know him from the podcast Gilmore Guys, from the podcast Good Christian Fun, from Bunheads Bros, from Mazel Goys, it's Kevin
Thomas
Porter.
But not quite.
I know it's not Thomas.
I know. You know the real one.
I sure do.
Kevin Jefferson Porter? No.
KJP?
It starts with a T and it's one syllable. Can you get it in less than three tries?
Torque!
Nope.
That's, no,
everyone's
torque.
That's everyone's first guess, though.
He's named after the Adam Scott movie.
Kevin, thank you for coming back and your first solo guest appearance.
Oh, my sincere pleasure. No, it was a party last time, but this time it's a dinner party.
Is it?
What does that mean?
A dinner party. You know, there's a party where everyone shows up. Well, it's, I guess, one of Demi's parties. Where
sure.
Like, there's like socks, everyone's chanting stuff.
Yeah.
But a dinner party is like just you and a couple of friends getting together, and maybe one person is talking at a time and everyone's listening to that person stuff, like multiple concurrent conversations, and we can focus on each other a little bit more, as much as we miss Anthony Trolley, R.I.P.
All
I assume
the shade,
by the time
all
it comes
the shade
out.
To
No, truly, I have the best time.
This
with
episode
it.
Would be 4 hours if Anthony Trolley was
but
here.
But there's no one I would rather co-guest with than Anthony Trolley.
You guys have the best, like, three-way romance. I feel so invasive being here. And now two ways. I guess it is kind of more of like a dinner party for me.
Right? Well, for all of us, I think.
Aww.
This is the dinner party where if people are like, if you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
It would be us three.
Yep.
Kevin Torque Porter and Demi Adigewebe.
Also Torque.
And Marissa, let's just forget.
Oh,
hey.
We can't forget super producer Marissa.
Super producer Marissa.
She has her own drop.
I gotta update that drop because I feel like it's been two times already and I'm just like, new drops, you know?
New fucking drops.
You
drops.
Feel the pressure to create new drops every time.
I sure do.
Canada, put your make-believes up!
For the longest time, I thought he was saying, Hannah, put your make-believes up. And now I realize he's saying, Canada, put your maple-leaves up.
That would be
up.
So sad to direct any young girl to not use her imagination.
Hannah, imagine stuff!
I was like, Marissa's got a cool intro, man.
Oh,
Hannah, it's
boy.
Time to grow
okay.
up.
Kevin, I know you as, like, the most wholesome, kind Christian boy. And for reasons I don't understand, you wanted to do the horniest song I can ever imagine.
Whoa, sure.
Christians get horny too.
Yeah.
Do they?
I mean, there's
Where
an argument.
Where do you think dry humping came from?
We invented that. If Martin Luther pounded the theses on everyone's walls,
those 69 theses,
he started dry humping the doors.
pounding it. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
I want to know why.
Well, first of all, let me say. Let's pound it.
Sorry, continue.
First of all, a happy 69th episode.
Happy 69th to us all.
To punch up the jam. What an honor to be on for this episode.
Thank you.
We had to have you on for the 69th as you were so lucky enough to have me.
Yeah, we were so lucky
you
enough.
Were so kind enough to have me on for your 69th episode.
So it is a true.
On Good Christian Fun?
On Good Christian Fun. Uh-huh. So it is a true 69th situation
in
where
that
we're
it's
both
an exchange.
We're pleasing
you guys are
each other's podcasts.
Each other's dicks. That's so sweet.
This, yeah, this is nothing but filleting each other.
And we do have video of that on the Patreon, you guys, so check that out.
Oh, no.
It wasn't the whole video or just the.
Just the beginning.
Just the tip of the video.
The beginning's the best part. Okay, for real, what is your relationship with the song?
Well,
oh, meow.
Oh, has she not seen the video?
Oh, I don't
know.
I don't know anything. Which video, Kevin?
I have never heard a single episode of Gilmore Guys.
Oh, no.
For the best.
And I don't blame you.
I've also never seen a single episode of Gilmore Girls. It's nothing personal.
No,
oh, that's
yes.
fair. But I think my relationship with the song is I was aware of it in the consciousness, as we all were.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Before Magic Mike. But then post Magic Mike, I saw XXL before I saw the first one.
What?
Which is insane to me.
But I do think XXL is superior as a movie and film. I think the first one is good, but it's kind of a bummer. It's more about economic
anxiety.
It's a genre
flip. Soderbergh, art film.
It's like Evil Dead to Evil Dead 2, where you're like, this is the same thing.
I got so tricked by that fucking movie. I came in already to get horny, and I left all sad.
But like, not also horny?
Well, yeah, I guess it is kind of the way I get horny. But still, I felt duped.
Sad and horny. But XXL is a lot more of a fun, kind of musical road trip movie.
Uh-huh.
I would argue XXL is Donald Glover's best film role to date.
Ooh,
Donald Glover's in the sequel?
Yeah, yes. He comes
Does
down
he
in the house. Well, he just has like a shirt open, and you're like, okay, you sing.
Okay, I'll watch it now.
He does a cover of I Think I Want to Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Oh, right.
I don't know about that.
And it's the best moment in cinema.
I'm like, part of me is like, well, I disagree, but I can't think of what it would be.
I think his best part in that is when he does Caroline and the snapping rap to the girl. Yeah, it's pretty terrific.
Between it coming out and then its resurgence in Magic Mike, did you listen to it much or did you kind of forget about it?
I forgot about it, but then Magic Mike, it's hard not to. It's interesting kind of the life of this song because I feel like for one generation, it's like, oh, Genuine, R&B. I'm a big R&B fan. I grew up with it. And then for other people, it's, oh, the Channing Tatum song?
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
The Channing Tatum
like,
song.
It's so funny.
But isn't that funny how, like, the second life of a song is sometimes expressed and more closely associated with, like, for a lot of people, Harry Nilsson now is the Natasha Lyonne song guy in Russian Doll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So movies and TV
gotta
often.
Get up, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home for the morning. You saw Russian Doll.
I don't know that song.
Russian Doll, Natasha
okay,
Lyonne.
Yes. No, but that's a very good Natasha Lyonne impression. And that's a very good point. It's true. Songs are more and more, especially on this podcast, we're finding they get like whole second waves with people that don't even know the original connotation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that in like the context that they get over time. So for me, it was emblematic of that time. And then fortunately or unfortunately for people, confusingly for people, it did become a recurring bit on Gilmore Guys live shows where we would play it. And
did you do the worm?
So here's the thing I want to ask, because we eventually, so basically it started off, I think we both danced to it once and like did like a joking striptease.
That's right.
And I don't remember the context for that. And then it became a thing where Kevin would bust it out at surprise over a series of live shows. And I truly, by that point, had forgotten how it started. And I was just like, what's going on here?
You didn't recognize the burping?
Do you?
What?
What's
no,
that?
I recognize the song, but it was like we'd be listening to like one song and then be like, if you're out on the burn.
So you Rickrolled him with Pony?
Well, I remember the origin. Do you want me to recount
Please.
It?
I would.
It was a Portland, Oregon live show that we did with the great Caitlin Weyerhaeuser.
Oh,
while holding everyone hostage.
Right. That was.
The show went like 3 hours.
That was
long.
Bad. It was a 2-hour, 45-minute show. A good amount of people left during it, and I applaud them for doing so. But there was somehow this bit about a sexy printing press or something.
Oh.
And we're like, he's not, you know, some character. They're not like Magic
Jess.
Mike up in there. Yeah, Jess. And then we played Pony because I had my laptop connected to the Wi-Fi, and then just became this recurring thing that would happen at our live shows to the point of our last live show we ever did together for the podcast. It became a full out, unplanned simultaneous striptease.
How
me
naked
and Demi.
Did you get?
I mean,
I got the video if you want to see it.
Oh, great.
Only on the bit. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God.
Here's what I'll say for this one, which you guys can kind of hear faintly.
Oh my
over.
God, Demi. Oh my God. Oh my God. Kevin's wearing a unitard. His dick is so close to coming out. And Demi's doing a butt worm on the stage.
What's a butt worm?
You're doing the worm,
it's
but on your butt.
It's just a regular worm.
Yeah. Oh, I was
Kevin,
like...
you are wearing a swimsuit, sir.
It was a Carrie Underwood leotard that I got from Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But this
was...
Kevin, you're making me horny. Stop.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
The funny thing about this thing for the last show is we both were wearing... like skin tight clothes underneath our clothes, and I was just kind of like, if he busts it out again, which I fucking know he will, I'm at least gonna be ready this time. And so I was just like sitting there the entire time with it, and I was like, if it happens, I'm like, fine, I'll be prepared. And it was the first time that I'd ever been like, okay, I'll go along with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it was always, Demi was kind of the straight man to have like, come on, Kevin. And but then this time we kind of let loose together.
The thing is, I was the straight man, but I was also just like, at a certain point, I was like, is this gonna be like
your
validating of what, like, the way that people see the podcast, where it's like, oh, it's two guys just like getting up there and being like, cheer us on, ladies. And I'm just like, oh, what is the context of this bit now?
Yeah.
Removed from the show.
I wasn't really thinking about
wearing a swimsuit. So, like, I feel like that was pretty brave.
No, it's not that it wasn't brave. It's that I'm just kind of like, I think I was always like so hyper aware of what like criticisms were levied against us as two guys, like, at the head of this show for essentially women.
Yeah. Mm.
And so for us to get up there and like do this like striptease and be like, cheer us on, I'm just kind of like, is this what people think the podcast is? And I just sort of was like, got very like, oh God, and like uncomfortable with it all.
Well, I almost saw it as not an extension of what naturally the show was, but just a victory lap or a rap party that happened to be on
stage.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like at the last live show, I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But when we did it, like at every live show in between, I was just kind of like, okay.
That's so funny. I really wasn't thinking about like the thematic implications of it.
It was
but
just,
that is such
well,
an interesting point.
Well, that's very
point.
Demi.
It just felt very like, just to be up on that stage and hear like a bunch of women cheering for a striptease and not being able to connect it to how it connected to Gilmore Girls.
Right.
I was just kind of like, what do we... How do I...
Podcast culture, baby.
Where am I? It's like a dream that doesn't make sense when you explain it afterwards.
So all
like,
podcasts in jokes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Edging! You guys get it.
A Little Miss Snail Trail.
That would be like if we started edging on stage, though.
I do every
but
night.
But like for real. Like not simulated edging.
But like, no, Kevin's like, but guys, for real?
But me, for real.
Do you guys want to have me on an episode?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. We'll get weird.
Yeah, but, and by the way, it's not an ironic appreciation, I should point out, of Magic
no,
Mike XXL.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's a really great movie.
It's
a great
song. And a great
song.
And it is truly, I think of that scene of Channing Tatum in his woodworking shop where he's making furniture. I think of it as... And people have made this comparison before, but I think it is apt, like Gene Kelly-esque. I think it truly is like a musical movie moment that's iconic.
I think we've talked about this before. I think Channing Tatum might be like the closest thing that we have got to a Gene. Like, did you see the scene in Hail Caesar where he's just doing like the sailor dance?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
it's just like one
best
scene.
Part.
You're like, what the fuck? How was they just move on from it? Anyway, he's an incredible dancer. It's insane that he doesn't get more of that.
Yes.
But yes.
That's really funny we spent so long talking about this movie because this song has nothing to do with this movie to me.
But I think it's, I don't know. Sometimes people are just like, I can't believe you didn't talk about this thing. I'm like, yeah, songs are in a million different things, but this is a direct feel.
Do you guys
like.
Get a lot of guff for not doing the full 360 context of a song?
Occasionally.
Not guff, but people always be like, I can't believe you didn't talk about this cover. And I'm always
like,
why would we talk about a cover?
That's not what this is. If you want professionals talking about shit, listen to Song Exploder.
Yeah. People are also just like, I can't, like, I think like you're misreading this. And I always want to be like, yeah, on purpose. We are, it's a comedy podcast.
Yes.
So anyway. For me, this song never left my playlist. This has been the horniest go-to jam for me since it came out in 1996. The funniest thing I need to tell you, do you know Ginuwine's real name?
Oh, yes,
yes I do.
It's like
Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor Lumpkin.
Yep.
Oh.
Which is a Dr. Seuss character.
Woo! Yeah.
That he was named after. Game of Thrones, man. That's like some fucking ancient
Elgin
shit.
Elgin Lumpkin.
That's a name that they wrote into like The Nightmare Before Christmas, and then Tim Burton was like, what the fuck is this? No, that's too dumb.
Elgin Bela, the fourth of the Lumpkin house. He's like, we gotta fucking change this shit.
Yeah.
Maybe something a little more genuine to who I am. Wait a second.
That's it. That's it. The British producer was like, yeah, that's it.
British producer? Come on, you know who produced this.
I don't. Oh, Timbaland.
Timbaland!
Well, I just mean, like, our recurring idea of, like, a British producer who comes in and just kind of like,
why
you
gotta
change the name. I have to go.
I've got some cocaine with my name on it.
This is Timbaland's, like, breakout, right?
It was.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, his breakout production.
That makes sense.
But he also co-wrote it along with Static Major, who was, he died young, unfortunately, but he went on to write and produce a lot of Aaliyah songs.
Wait, did he die as a Static Minor?
Oof.
Too soon.
Okay. Kevin.
What?
A man has died.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, a boy has died, maybe. We don't know.
No, he was a man. He was a man. But no, there was...
A boy produced this song. Sorry.
It's okay. I am used to it. I'm just kidding. I'm not. You guys should, both of you are pretty respectful of letting me talk. And as a woman, I do feel like I need to shout that out.
Kevin, do you think that...
No, he went on to write like all of Aaliyah's big hits. So a lot of hit makers went into this song, and this song kind of was the catalyst for all three of them. This was also Ginuwine's debut single.
Yeah.
I just think knowing that, it's so obviously Timbaland because this beat is so unbelievably sick.
Yeah. I can't name another Ginuwine song.
What?
I was looking up the others on Spotify, and I did not know any of them.
What?
Yeah.
Name
same
one.
Same old G differences. You guys don't know those songs?
I mean,
huge
I listened
hits
to it today, but I didn't.
Even
I
though I might be on TV.
Oh, I know that
I
one.
Because I got my own CD.
Okay, yes.
And you know, my whole life has changed since you came in.
Yes, wait. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. I was legitimately earlier, I heard that dun, 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 just riff in my head. I was like, what is that song?
And
I
Ginuwine, differences.
I did not realize.
Oh, middle school anthem. My heart. I can't take it. Is Joe going to dance with me?
Shout out to Joe.
Shout out Joe.
Big ups to Joe. Joe Ginuwine.
The shout out he was waiting for all this time. 69 episodes. You finally got it, Joe.
You can finally tune out.
I only have one other note about this song. Surprisingly, not a lot. And I really thought the Elgin Baylor Lumpkin thing was going to be more of a talking point.
Is it the number of babies that have been born because of this song?
Oh, I wish I had those stats.
Incalculable.
Infinite. The bass line and the melody are vocoded vocals.
What?
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And then if you hear in the background, there's a fucking cartoon slide whistle.
Is it the, what?
Yeah, is that what
you
that is?
You can hear it. It's not the, it's this other like screechy noise. Well, you'll hear it when we listen to it.
Right.
That's literally all the notes I have.
That's incredible. I feel like this song sounds like if they were playing like xylophones and a Flintstones thing, but they were frogs. It's like, well,
why do the frogs sound so horny?
Because fucking that's how Barney's feeling.
That explains why I get so horny every time I see a Budweiser.
I was just thinking that.
Those friggin' frogs.
That explains why Kermit gets me going.
That is actually true.
I'm just a bachelor.
Oh,
my
honestly?
Piggy.
Is that the punch up?
Let's do it.
Stop. You're ruining this
my
piggy.
Piggy.
Miss Piggy would never be on top. Please.
Oh, I bet she would
no,
be.
No, Miss Piggy's
are
such a boss.
Are you kidding me?
Miss Piggy's like Kermit.
That's exactly why she would be on top. She's such a boss.
No, Miss Piggy's like, you are sucking my clit until I come, and I'm just laying
and
here.
And then she's like, all right, or she gets on top of his face.
Yeah. I'm just going to say right now, this episode's going to be extremely explicit, even if it wasn't us.
We don't know
that. Because of the lyrics. So if you don't want that, or if you're listening with your kids.
Song. Did you guys happen to watch the music video?
Yes.
The Western Bar?
I love this. I wish we could talk more about videos on this podcast if it weren't an audio medium, but like, God, it's so funny.
Well, worth a watch.
The song is like super explicitly horny,
yes.
Whereas the music video has horny moments, but is mostly, it transforms the song into an anthem of racial reconciliation.
It's like a talent show.
Honestly,
in a
I feel like
bar.
That happens with most of my horny moments.
That's how Accidental Racist was made. It's just two people being like, oh, I'm so horny, but for another race.
It's Ginuwine and his band's like tour bus breaks down in like a Texas like line stepping
like a honky tonk
bar And then he slowly wins over all the white patrons of the bar. And the last shot of the music video is a black gentleman and a white gentleman exchanging hats and laughing at each other.
God. What, because they're Eskimo brothers now? What's that supposed to mean?
I also just love that he's like, he's genuine. He's got his shirt open. He's dancing with his jeans and whatnot, but he's got a cowboy hat on.
That's the best way to wear a hat.
I guess so.
You're only allowed to wear a cowboy hat if you don't have a shirt on.
You need something to make people constantly like forget that you're wearing the cowboy hat. Like, you need two different points of focus.
Cowboy hat on, dick out.
Mm-hmm. It's called peacocking.
Looking at you, Toby Keith. Hat on, shirt
fucking
off.
Coward.
Yes, you are a coward for not doing that.
Enemy of the pot. Okay, let's get into the song.
All right.
Oh! Mm. That's the slide whistle?
Here. Oh, so horny.
Listen to the, like, the dog panting.
Here, I think it's... Yeah, I think it must be that...
Mm. Feels good.
Oh! I'm wet.
Oh, me.
Yeah. I have to go. Vamp.
Hey, why did Miel's chair turn an entire shade darker?
No. It's piss. I just pissed my pants.
Oh, okay, no, we're cool then.
This is
a
better
song.
Piss is much better.
That's again, I've always said. I can't help it. It does something to my body.
And what do you think it is, the fact that... Because imagine the sample if it was just a bass. Because people think of like erotic or kind of horny, like Barry White or like soul music as
too
being
obvious.
Like very like bass driven, like do do do. But the fact that it's a voice making the sounds, like the fact that it's an oral instrument rather than like a stringed instrament,
did someone say oral?
Adds to the.
I think you can subconsciously just feel like the gut, like the throat, like the throat, and you're just kind of like, okay. But it just feels like every instrument in this part is something sexual, like the it's all just like
and the slide whistle, the what? It sounds like someone quickly turning their head at a hot person.
Yes,
like, I need you to know, Kevin just turned his head so fast his headphones.
My headphones did fly off. They did. That's true.
Your eyes popping out of your head like a cartoon wolf. That's
yeah, exactly.
It is just it's a cacophony of horny sounds mixed into an orchestra. It's like an Avalanche song.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
I'm
hearing the orchestra part.
Well, I just mean like a horny orchestra.
It's a horny orchestra.
A horchestra.
Yes, as orchestra. I've often said.
Right.
Where's that orchestra?
They're out back fucking.
See, that's my British producer. I walk in, I go, needs to be horny out.
It's not horny enough.
Is this based on Mike Myers and Bohemian Rhapsody?
Never saw it.
I think it's more based on, John Mulaney's impression of Mick Jagger.
Oh, yep.
Funny.
I can't find a single negative thing to say about it so far. It's perfect.
I can't
either.
However, I do want to play one thing that I think could make it a little hornier.
Okay, yes, I'm listening.
Late Late Show. However, because the Late Late Show is currently in a legal battle with Ginuwine, not a joke, we could not put this on the air.
Ginuwine, what the hell?
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think I made it maybe too horny.
Nope. I hate this so much. Removing my headphones.
Can we call this horn improvement?
We absolutely can.
Wow.
I'm actually offended.
Well, sorry.
You just ruined the song for me.
Does it make you feel better to know that I got the acapella for this?
I mean...
What?
I hope you mean Ginuwine's vocal, not Tim Allen.
Oh, no, I don't have the acapella for this song. No, I have the acapella for Pony.
I have the acapella for a whole episode of Home Improvement.
I just actually called up Tim Allen and I was like, hey man, can you just do the noise?
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Benford Tools. Benford Tools, go to Benford.com/punchupthejam for 69% off of your next chainsaw.
Whoa, that's a big discount.
Yeah, no, it's a bad deal for them.
Let's continue. I'm just a bachelor.
Woo! Woo! Looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride. Oh, Denny's into it. Being falling in love.
The way that, like, how loud that is mixed in, I think, is part of it. It's like, I feel like if I were listening to this in like a big stereo system, it's like the room would be shaking on that part.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know what to call it, a pink note.
Yeah.
I think that sample, the vocoder sample, the pink note, very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good. I think that that's more important to the song in a way than his vocal performance.
Ooh, oh, absolutely.
Which is very good. No, and his vocal performance is great, but I think that sample is more iconic than the actual
choruses. Certainly more iconic. I'll give you that. But I do think that his, I'm just a bachelor. Look at my partner. The way he cries on someone.
You don't know, hear that a cappella?
Oh my God, do I?
I'm just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride.
That's very good.
Without even falling off.
Wow, that delay is dated.
Falling on.
And definitely before I looked at the actual lyrics of the song, I did think it was without even far enough, which makes no sense. But it's just something I heard
you say
for a couple years.
Eaten far enough?
Maybe.
Is that like a Tootsie Roll Pop thing? What is
that?
Yeah,
how many licks?
Someone who knows how to ride without eating far enough?
I mean, if you were trying to eat while riding a horse, as a former equestrian, hard.
Okay,
you're a former equestrian?
Yeah, you want to see my scar?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Only a horse could have given you that.
Only it's a true. Horse, baby.
It's when Voldemort tried to kill her and a horse saved her, and that was what was
the
left.
The horse sacrificed itself, and so I became a Horcrux. Spoiler.
Whoa.
Horcrux.
Just
a-cha-cha.
I'm one book into Horsey Potter.
Horsey Potter.
I'm just a bachelor looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride without even falling off.
So there's a metaphor here.
Also, brand integration. This album was called Bachelor.
Oh.
This is like saying the name of the movie in the movie.
His first album and like the first song on the album, right?
I don't know track listing, but definitely his first album.
There's like an intro and then this song. So this is pretty fresh out the gate. This is like his Blinded by the Light, if you will.
Yes.
Oh, Kevin. We are 30 minutes in before Bruce reference.
What? No, I mean, were you counting down to that?
No, I'm honestly shocked it took that long.
It's like the original Mr. 305. Like, he just had to let you know.
Every song's like, I'm a bachelor.
Also, the bachelor part doesn't quite work with the metaphor, but that's fine.
No.
He just needed a quick shout out, and then he's like, now let's get to the metaphor.
Yeah, you would think he would go more on game of like, I'm just
a cowboy,
like a lone ranger.
Or wait,
out
no,
here.
In this metaphor, he's the horse.
I'm just a jockey.
Wait, is he the horse or is his dick the horse? Oh God, my mind is blown too fast.
He's the horse.
He's the whole horse?
But the horse is my pony, so you would think that is like...
Just his dick is the horse.
Right,
wow,
that's what
you're right.
So what is he, like a centaur?
I think he's a cowboy in this. Like,
he is
both the horse and the cowboy. Wow.
You know, it's like Mitski,
Mitski status.
Yeah, he be the cowboy. No, but like the horse, you know how some people describe like working with tools, it's like an extension of their body. Like, like, you know, this sword or like whatever, this gun, I don't know.
Yeah.
This scalpel, it's like an extension of me, like an Edward Scissorhands situation. Exactly. So it's like the horse is like, I'm so connected to my horse, it's just a part of me.
Sure.
So it's like playing out the realistic circumstance of what the connection
basically,
cowboys must feel.
Genuine is just a
so
guy
funny.
Version of a horse girl.
Oh, that's so funny.
He's a horse guy.
My horse. But you guys, he's not saying horse. I'm getting ahead of ourselves. He's saying pony.
That's
even smaller than a horse.
I love that it's specifically pony and not, it's like almost infantile, but still talking about sex.
He's like, listen, you know those little things kids ride? That's what my dick's like, not the big ones.
Like, why don't we go back and I, we lay down on my bunk bed and see what happens. Like, the distinction is weird.
Okay.
Would you prefer pony or horsey, though?
Horsey.
Would you prefer horsey?
Horsey is so goddamn funny.
What?
I think
I'd be horny and I'd be laughing.
Horsey is hilarious, but I also, I think, I don't know, now I'm like, ponies may be better.
Oh, pony's funny too.
Because
okay,
there's
I'm
something
sorry.
Like kind of sleek and efficient about a pony. Because
what?
As genuine
Have you seen
must-
a pony?
Is it funnier if he gets specific? Like, I can't think of what like a baby horse is like a foal.
A foal.
Okay, and if he's like, you want to come back to my place and ride my foal? <It's>
like, That's underage, Demi. That's disgusting.
I didn't if know.
You gotta fuck up over 18.
Only maybe full expression.
Look, maybe his dick is underage, but he himself is a full.
That's a common misconception. Ponies are adults. They're a different type of animal.
No, I'm saying if it was a foal, I'm saying maybe it's like a new dick.
He should have said my mule. Now that's a fuckable animal. I gotta stop. I'm sorry. I'm going too far with this.
I feel like you always are like, oh, I gotta stop when you talk about animals being fuckable.
Because I say it too much and now people think really I'm serious.
That is a meow problem.
Take it to the furry Reddit.
That's again common misconception. Furries are just into costumes and pretending to be other people, not a sex thing.
Sounds like someone that got banned from the furry.
I'm right? a furry defender, and I will stand by that.
Miel is upset that furries have stolen valor from animals.
Oh, I would.
Why would I be upset about it? I would be horny about it.
No, I'm saying that you are upset that they are pretending to be animals as opposed to just actually being animals.
See, you're taking this too far.
Am I?
I'm looking for a partner.
How much you jack off to The Shape of Water?
Somewhat. Okay, he wasn't even. If we're gonna go for fish animals, let's talk about the Zoras in Breath of the Wild.
Oh, you're like, all right, let's get off this topic.
Marissa,
but also,
look it, she's raising the roof. She knows Prince Sidon is hot.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought you were raising the roof to be like, yeah, we all fuck fish.
Fellow game nerd knows the Zoras are hot.
I then also thought you were raising your hand to be like, I got it, I'll cut this out. And I'm like, don't.
Marissa, in fact, don't cut it out. Make it slightly louder than the rest of the podcast.
If we're talking about video game animals, I'm more of a Koopa sexual myself.
Coop? No way you'd fuck a Koopa.
I'm a Sly Cooper sexual.
What about the shy guys, though? They know something, huh?
They're a little shy about it.
But also, they don't, they ain't telling secrets. So.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, the shy guys are the fuckable of the Mario Kart playable characters, but I digress. Okay.
How y'all feel about Iggy?
Iggy?
It's one of the Koopa. It's fine. We'll get into it later. Bonus pod, most fuckable of the Mario Kingdom.
Yeah, this is a very good Patreon.
Someone who knows how to ride without even falling off.
But even, yeah. It's like it's been a problem for him for so long. It's like, without even falling off.
Okay, listen. Have you guys ever had sex? No, you don't have vaginas.
Never.
Okay.
Never happened.
What's happening?
I'm just, okay, there's a thing. If you're a vagina person having sex with a dicked person and you're on top, it can happen sometimes if you're...
Oh, yeah.
If the range of motion is too great.
Sure.
I mean, perhaps if you've had sex with a vagina, you might know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah, there's low grip.
But you gotta strap in.
Explain what you just said.
Where, like, straps. You gotta put on straps so that you don't fall off.
Around both of you?
Yeah.
And you have to make love exclusively in mental institutions.
Right.
Or, like, I guess just, like, do enough karate that you have some belts on your
head. It's called a straitjacket.
Nice. Okay.
And then you go home in your straitjacket.
Tammy, stop bragging about how much you can come.
I'm not bragging. It's a problem.
How is that not a famous rap lyric? Like, I put on my straitjacket, then I go home in straight shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because
for that niche
my album's
realm,
not out yet.
That niche masturbation in insane asylum audience would love that.
Never mind. I was going to.
Try.
No.
Do it.
No.
You started.
I started, and then I was like, Pharrell's happy? Is that what I'm going for?
Because I'm Jackie.
Yep. Is that the Jackie Harry song? No, that's the
Jack A.
The Jackie Onassis.
Yeah, my husband got a shot, but I gotta carry on.
Kevin, it's too soon.
Jackie.
70 years and we'll talk.
I'm sorry.
Hold me down. Get nothing. Sorry, continue.
I get what he's saying. Uh-huh. You know, because a slip out does ruin the moment.
Sure.
Definitely.
Slip out.
A slip out. We've all had them.
Oh, slip out. That's what you play when it happens.
Can we just say, though, that make it canon, this is Pony's the most fuckable song, Wipeout's the least fuckable song.
Whoa. You ain't having good sex if you can't fuck to Wipeout. To Mizzaloo, the...
You know what? Coincidentally, though, when you make that noise, lip-syncing to that is actually the best way to give cunnilingus.
Oh, I'm aware. Why do you think I call him Dick Dale?
The problem is, though, if you accidentally make any of the melody noises, it's very embarrassing.
Or if you go into the pump it part, if you're singing the... Ha!
Yeah, that's how you start. It's like the Maori dance.
You're
ceremony.
Just screaming
Bump
at it
louder.
No, truly, if you do the haka while you're
yeah,
best orgasm of my life. Okay, the even is questionable. The even really makes me wonder
Without
what happened to
fall,
him.
It sounds like it's like. Falling off is something that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
like no matter what. But if you can do it without even falling off,
without
whoa.
Even.
Whoa.
Listen, maybe humble brag about how good I am at fucking dudes, but I feel like it's not that hard to not fall off, so that feels like a weird qualifier.
I wonder.
Maybe he was with a lot of dizzy girls before.
They had vertigo.
Yeah, a lot of vertigo girls.
He takes them out to the teacups at Disneyland, and then they rush home.
By the way, I loved the Vertigo girls at Lilith Fair.
Oh, the Vertigo, yeah, classic lineup.
How many of them were there? 1, 2, 3, 14?
Oh my gosh.
What's the next lyric?
Oh, we're still doing this?
Gotta okay. be compatible. It's fair.
Adrian!
You're so excited.
That's interesting, because I promise you won't want to get off. Usually get off in this scenario would be, yeah, you do want to get off.
Double entendre is confusing.
Yeah.
When I break you off, I promise that you won't want to get off.
Break you off.
I feel like you guys are skipping the best part here, which is...
Gotta be compatible, takes me to my limits.
He is full on shouting out edging.
Is this going on Miel's tombstone?
Well,
yeah. Take me to my limits.
Take me to my limits, baby.
Yeah. Is he shouting out edging, or is he saying like, we gotta do like the craziest stuff?
Maybe, but so far all he said is, you're on top. So it doesn't sound that crazy.
To him, he's like, you better be done with some crazy shit.
Well,
like,
to me,
I'm lying.
It felt like just a general stamina shout out. Like, take me to my limits. Like, I don't have any
hours.
More energy. Yeah.
I want cramps, damn it.
A Sting tantric situation, if you will.
Yeah.
Sting, it's called edging. Stop getting fancy about it.
Girl, when I break you off.
So let's break you off. Is that when, like, when my dick breaks off inside you?
Oh.
Is that, like, when you get to come? Is that, like, when we stop having sex? Is that, like, when we switch positions? What does that mean? I've never heard that
maybe
before.
Maybe it's, like, I think break you off is, like, when we start fucking.
Yeah, I weirdly had this image of him breaking her off from, like, the mundanity of everyday life and entering to a sexual paradise with Genuine.
It's
girl,
so
when
sweet.
I become your manic pixie dream boy.
Yes, that's right.
Or maybe he just gives her a little bite of a Kit Kat bar halfway through going to the kiss.
Girl, when I give you a break, I
give
promise
you a
that
break.
You won't want that break.
Speaking of breaks, should we take a quick ad break?
Oh, if we have to. Welcome back.
This episode brought to you by Small Horses. Oh, shit. That was good.
I love it. Mr. Ed is in the studio. Hello.
Yo, what's up?
You're so modern now.
I have a cold.
Even horses get cold, y'all.
Yeah, like that Uma Thurman movie.
Stop.
What Uma Thurman movie?
Well, it's a sequel to Even Cowgirls Gets the Blues.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Even horses get cold.
I thought you meant horse fiction.
I promise that you won't want to get off. I do hope he means that you won't want to stop having sex with me and not, you promise you won't want to orgasm, because that's frankly impossible.
I promise you won't like an orgasm.
I promise.
You're not going to like it.
What a weird threat. I'll give you one, but you're going to hate it.
Be careful, careful what you wish for. Because when you come, I come, and when I come, it's a lot of sounds.
The pressure is painful.
It's a lot of... You know what it sounds like? Like a cat throwing up.
I don't think that's what cats sound like throwing up. That's
right,
more of
like
a...
Fair.
For about 3 minutes, and then a... Wait, did I get... You're really good
at that. It's so good. Well, it's right in Demi's range, I feel like. It's a really
nice
fit.
Are you like a baritone?
Well, I was the original voice of the WB Frog.
Wait.
Wow, that was you?
And then I go into the, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
I think we should do a quick a cappella arrangement. You do the bass line. Can you do the background vocal? And then I'll be Genuine.
Oh, yeah, the panting?
Yeah.
Okay,
okay,
yeah.
Ready? Demi, start. Okay, ready?
I'm just a bachelor, looking for a partner.
This sounds really good.
I don't even know.
It's getting louder. Kevin's getting too horny.
This is a panting dog trying to tell you that he's just like, wants to get out of the sun.
And this is how Pentatonix was formed.
Oh, Pentatonix.
Hey, heavy Pentatonix.
Come on.
One of the pets is a pony.
Oh. Okay. And a dog? Oh, wait. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Dog and pony are friends.
That's my cover of the song. I took out all the sex parts. Okay. Now, finally, the best
I'm
part.
I'm doggy. You're pony. I am a pony.
Okay. Ruff, ruff.
Let's do it. Ride it. My pony.
Ha 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 ha! I have so many questions.
Go ahead.
No, you go first.
Well, I was going to say, you know, we were talking about how it has nothing to do with Magic Mike XXL, mm-hmm. but I do find a thematic connection to it in that, at least in XXL, I can't remember that much from the original, that movie is about the predominance and the importance of, like, the female gaze and female pleasure. And this song does promise that more than anything. It's not like, yeah, you're going to suck me off and I'm going to feel good. It's like, he's promising all these things for the woman and he's making all these claims like, you're not going to want to get off. It's going to be really good. Blah,
I'm
going
to fuck
blah.
You really good if you want me to.
Right.
If you're horny, let's do it.
Yeah.
Ride it, my pony.
So there's like implied consent. There's all these things that do tie to the movie in a very direct way.
And it's an invitation. It's not a, I'm going to fuck. It's like a, come on, jump on it.
Right.
Jump on it.
Jump on it.
It's weirdly aged well.
Tonto.
I agree.
Jump on it.
Yeah, that's
jump
right.
on it.
I have so many questions about this fucking chorus.
Oh, I do too.
First of all, the dick, we have established now firmly, his dick is my pony.
Very firmly.
But then what the fuck is the saddle?
Condom?
Is it a condom?
I don't know.
Is he bragging about using a condom? In which case, hell fucking yeah, genuine.
Or maybe the saddle is just his crotch area in general.
Yeah. His balls are the saddle.
Maybe it's his underwear and his like dick is popping out of the flap.
Maybe he has a tiny little harness, like a little bit across his pee hole.
Yeah, he's got a harness. He's like, you're gonna need this harness.
You guys have thought this through.
As of 1 second ago, yeah.
He's like, look, let me just say, you're gonna need this harness. Strap in all of the straps, because I buck.
Whoa.
He's just like.
You're gonna need to control this horsey, baby.
I just imagined.
A tiny little reins on your dick.
I just imagine me just now, like, trying to show you what I meant and then be like, no, never mind.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, sure.
I see you filming.
Yeah.
If he was just like.
You're gonna have to check out the video to know what we're all
posted on Twitter.
Imagine like a horse bucking, but instead of its butt going out, its dick's going forward.
Imagine that you're at a rodeo, but the horse is upside down. Anyway.
Okay, third question. Jump on it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone jump on your erect dick?
No.
I feel like that's a good way to break your dick.
I think it's that, God, we talked about this in a previous episode, that one, like, Jamaican, like...
Oh, that dance! Dick stabbing. What was it called?
Daggering.
Oh. Daggering.
It's that.
Oh, my.
But laying down, I presume.
Yes.
Because if it's a pony ride, he's reclined.
Hmm.
Because the pony doesn't ride the person.
Sure.
Or, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's...
We don't know how ponies think
of it. Could just be a metaphor.
Sure, but metaphors have to be explained.
Kevin.
They have to be perfect.
I think his dick looks like a pony.
Come and... Ooh, also, in a very general...
I just realized could just be a metaphor is a good way to cut this podcast into like a quarter of the length.
Yep.
Sure.
Exactly, correct. That's the thing people keep saying to us online. They're like... It feels like they deliberately misinterpret. I'm like, that is the point.
Yeah, man. We got to make at least an hour of this. If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it. My pony.
Lovely. Lovely.
I love the implied semicolon in this fuck song.
Ride it. What? My pony.
It's so Ernest Hemingway, where it doesn't belong.
Ride it. Dot, dot, dot.
Two
my
legs
pony.
Diverge in a yellow wood.
And I got that yellow wood.
Come and jump on it. Generous reading of that. He's saying you're gonna come, and then you can ride my dick.
Oh, you think it's C-U-M?
No, I know it's not. I'm just saying, like...
No, it could be.
Could be.
It's art.
Also, I feel like every time I've heard this song, I always thought it was, you're horny, but I just hear the, if you're horny,
yeah,
for the first
up.
Time.
I've always heard you're horny with that, the if as well.
Yeah. I have the acapella for this one also, which I want to listen to just because
Please.
Of that part.
Oh, I might get too horny for audio! Ooh.
Well, that's a problem you have a lot, so it's fine.
If you're horny... Let's do
the harmonies here are great too.
Ride it, my pony.
Come on.
Oh my gosh. Waiting.
Woo!
Come and jump on it if you're horny. Let's do it.
There it is.
Ride it, my pony.
Lord.
My saddle.
Taking the church.
I want that three part
waiting,
right here.
Come and
yep.
jump on it.
Ooh!
The devil's three part.
The if is so important.
Yeah, if you're horny.
You ever just just hear something that turns you into Mario?
Yeah, sometimes you eat a mushroom.
We call that a downstairs mushroom.
Yahoo!
That's a 69 up.
Let's go. Fuck. But the if really does make it instead of a declaration and assuming.
Yes.
Again, things of the woman like, yeah, you're horny, right? Yeah, let's do
it's
it.
So polite. It's like,
if,
yeah.
You know, it
it's
makes no assumptions. Yes, it's
and
wonderful.
And I also love that he's saying, my saddle's waiting, as if, you know, if you want, I'll be in here, full erection, waiting in the dark, if you want it.
Wait a minute. What if we say that, wait, okay, if his penis is the saddle, does that make his crotch the pony? Or it's just like his entire, like, lower body?
I mean, if I'm being real, I think his metaphor is not quite checking out. But if we're being literal, I think his balls are the saddle and the pony's his dick, and I think he's a cowboy.
So in order to get on broken top of his saddle. Dick, you have to put one foot on his balls
yes.
and then swing your legs over.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
That's what the sound is.
That's the sound he's making. Oh, my Lord.
Hey, guys, some people are into this, okay?
I'm not shaming them.
Some people are real ball stompers.
I mean, Genuine's into it, for what it sounds like.
My saddle's waiting. I don't know. Maybe it's
my
the...
balls are blue.
Maybe it's just the head of his dick.
Wow.
It's broken down into distinct parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he's got our condoms horseshoes?
No.
Okay.
No, because the... No, that doesn't work at all. If anything, the condoms are like the reins.
What's like a jacket for a horse?
A blanket.
Okay.
Horses wear blankets.
I don't know shit about horses.
Really? What do you want to know? Ask me anything. I want a quiz.
Former equestrian, yeah. I...
Okay. What part of the horse would the penis be?
The penis.
So what? Okay, if his penis is a pony,
the pony,
what is the pony's penis of his penis?
Oh, God, great question. I thought about this a lot.
It's a human man.
Yes.
So imagine the alternate dimension, like a BoJack Horseman dimension, in which like a horse or a pony puts out a record called My Human.
Oh, God.
My human is waiting. No, it's like my clothes are waiting. We should have made this from the horse's perspective. It would have been so much fun.
Yeah, I regret not doing that, honestly.
Flossing!
Beeping your stilo.
Things I would do to you. Ooh, that might be my favorite part of the song.
What's Stilo?
I don't know any of these words. Also, what's flossing?
Flossing, Stilo, he predicted.
Stilo is the style. Dance.
Flossing. Okay.
Like peeping your style.
Okay, what's flossing?
Just looking good.
Is it?
I think so.
I thought flossing was wearing a thong that's flossing your butt cheeks.
So he's sitting there just being like, well, I got my best thong on.
He's just there flossing his butt cheeks.
I don't think that's what he's saying. No, I think there's slang I don't know.
He cares about dental hygiene. Why is that so hard to understand?
Okay, can I brag for a second?
Yes.
I went to the dentist today.
Oh, I saw this tweet.
For a tooth cleaning. Well, let's be real. A teeth cleaning. And she wouldn't clean my teeth. She said my teeth were too clean and she wouldn't clean them. It's been a year since I went to the dentist.
That's the first time I've heard of that.
And then she told me I'm overdoing it.
Wow.
Like you're wearing your teeth down?
Maybe a little. She said, am I brushing my teeth too much? She said, yeah.
And then I didn't know that was possible.
I didn't either. She said, there's absolutely no plaque or tartar on your teeth. There's nothing I can do here.
It sounds like you're brushing your teeth too much for her because she can't do shit. So you're just wasting her time.
I put her out of a job.
Yeah. Like, I can't charge you for this.
I went from being proud to feeling like I fucked up all in like 1 second.
Yeah,
you're ruining the dental economy.
It's all my fault. Fucking millennials, man.
You gotta like chew on some rocks or something.
Anyway, Genuine's hip to what I'm talking about. Flossing every day.
Flossing those butt cheeks.
Oh, no, I don't do that. It hurts. I don't get how people wear thongs every
flossing.
Fucking day.
Yeah, just wear nothing.
No, you can't. That gets your butthole raw.
What?
Yeah.
How protruding is your butthole that it's touching?
No, it's the seam.
Sticks out.
It's the seam when you're sitting. The seam of your pants, assuming you wear it all tight pants or pants with a seam up the butt.
So
it rubs on your butt all day. You get like a diaper rash. Mm. I've tried, dog. Or if you have pubes that get stuck in the zipper. There's a lot of reasons why.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta wear loose pants. That's my new lesson I've learned.
Loose pants?
I've been wearing just super comfortable clothes lately.
Bring back hammer pants.
Even better, just sweatpants is pants. I think Billie Eilish is onto something. We should all be dressing like her.
No, thank you.
I think sweatpants is what's next, though.
Is it?
I think we're going to go back to that.
Yeah. I went to a party where everyone had to wear sweatpants this weekend, and I didn't like that.
What kind of party is that?
That's the only difference between a normal party.
That's doing a bunch of drugs or something.
Was it like
no,
a
not even.
Big Lebowski theme party? It feels
literally,
like a...
it was a birthday party, but the edict was wear sweatpants. That's it.
I guess that's fine. Yeah.
Hey, what's that word you just used?
Edict?
What's that mean?
That's the
Edict Bunker. It's Archie's.
I was gonna make the same fucking. You son of a bitch. I was gonna say that's the mom from All in the Family. An edict is like a instruction.
Oh, I'm learning so much
like
today.
Like a mandate.
And what is
Boy the Way Glenn Miller?
Stilo style.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there flossing.
He's pulling that thong. Ooh. Just being like, hey, what's she going? What's she doing?
Painful.
And then he's, I mean, obviously not, but I don't know what that actually means. I guess just looking cool and spending money or something.
Uh-huh.
And then he's watching her style, and then, oh, just once if I had the chance, the things I would do to you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What a nice promise.
Ooh.
If I had the chance, the things I would do to you.
Yeah.
Just once.
Just once.
If I had the chance.
Again, not assuming I'm going to do these things to you. It's like, if I had the chance.
The things I would.
Yes.
I wish you would tell us what
things,
they were.
Oh, I guess it is the things I will do to you.
This is a glorious tribute to consent, you guys.
I'm just saying, this song rules.
I think the next part is maybe even, like, just better about that.
Ooh, baby!
Let's see. One quarter portion.
Until today, I thought he said, damn, you're fine.
I thought his juice is flowing down your vine.
Oh, rip. Too soon.
Damn. Juice is thrown down. That would be very 70 sexy.
70 years. Can you please play the isolated vocal on that?
Oh,
I gotta hear how he says juice.
It genuinely sounds like Tim Land came and was like, we're gonna put some ice on this motherfucker.
Juice.
You and your body. Ooh.
Come on.
Every single portion.
This should be in my ringtone. He gets the chills.
Chills.
There's a Y in there. There's a hard Y.
It's chills.
Chills. And honestly, impressive. I don't know how he made that sound so fast. Chills.
Chills.
No, it's like he's in a Scooby-Doo cartoon and he got scared. Chills.
But that's like an amazing amount of vocal control.
Oh, yeah.
Chills. And just like not even an H on there.
No.
It's like a Y. That's so hard.
Chills up and down your spine.
What is...
And then he goes right back into it.
Chills. This is making me think, what's the state of his career in 2019, current day?
He has been working... Okay, so he had a falling out with Timbaland and the other guys from the group. They were all from the same like production group from back in the day. Missy Elliott was in it too.
Mm.
And Timbaland went a different way. Genuine started working with R. Kelly.
Oh.
And I don't think he works with him anymore. And supposedly he's working on another album with Missy and Timbaland again.
Is it the VA Players?
It hasn't come out and I haven't heard anything else about it.
The group, never mind.
Oh, no. It's. Should have written it down.
It's fine.
It's two words.
His last album is called Elgin, I think.
Like, oh, really?
This is the real me. Mm. Yeah, it was a couple years back.
Go back to making horny songs. That's all I want. And don't do them with fucking R. Kelly.
I'm horny for myself. For my true identity.
It says thank you next. And then, of course, we got the chorus again.
Well, we didn't even talk about it.
Oh, right.
You and your body, every single portion.
Mm-hmm.
Every single portion. Do you know how good that makes me feel?
He's, like, checking off square, and you're just like, I have touched that. I have touched that. Yeah.
He's all like, right. Yeah, that part of your arm that you think makes you look flabby, I love that.
Again, this is wonderful, like, body positivity.
Yes,
Every portion. I don't have...
Every portion.
I don't have unrealistic standards for you. Every pound, every part of your skin that you might be insecure about,
I
love
it.
It's like
shake.
When Kendrick said, show me the fucking ass with some stretch marks, did the same thing for me.
Show me something natural.
What? Kendrick's in the studio.
Hey.
Kendrick.
What?
Oh my God, what are you working on?
I'm just playing video games.
Oh, which ones?
Mario Kart 8.
Who do you play as?
Toad.
Hey, do you think Iggy's hot?
Yeah, what's your stance on Koopa sexual?
I will fuck with Iggy.
All right, well, Kendrick, thanks so much.
Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Later, be humble.
Well, that was nice parting words. Well, I needed to hear that.
I did. I was feeling too full of myself. It got me so hot and horny.
Yeah, I was like,
the
dentist need to hear
definitely,
that.
Yeah.
I was like, my teeth are so clean. My gums are so receded. I'm feeling really good. Okay.
Send chills up and down your spine.
juices flowing down your thigh.
I think that's very graphic.
It's so
like
graphic.
My too close punch up.
I hate people referring to wetness as juices.
Oh, it's so funny. Come on.
No, I think it's funny, but I also am just kind of like, something about it, I'm just like, I don't know why that's the thing where I'm like, chill out.
I think we gotta normalize the juice talk, because how much we talk about boners and no one gets grossed out by that, but it's then the second we mention juices, everyone's like, ew, too much.
Oh, no. Talk about cum, squirting, cultural, whatever.
Culturally, not you specifically.
Okay, it's literally just the word juice.
I think I just, unfortunately, picture O.J. Simpson Same. Running down her thigh.
That's on you. That's on you.
OJ's running down your thigh. Juice.
Wait, so when you hear the word juice, any kind of juice, you think about O.J. Simpson first and foremost. Mm-hmm.
So your favorite Lizzo song is about O.J. Simpson.
I got the O.J. Simpson.
Ain't my fault.
But it is his.
If he did it.
So wait, do you ever order juice like at a restaurant or anything?
No, because I don't want to get stabbed.
Jesus Christ.
What? Allegedly.
Whenever Kevin and I go out, I'm just like, can I please get the Orenthal?
It's true.
I don't know enough about the O.J. case to get that joke.
His first name is Orenthal.
No, it's not.
Orenthal James. That's what the O.J. is.
Oh, my God. Him and Genuine have these crazy-ass names.
Yep.
Okay. I learned so much today here, both about horses having human dicks.
Wait till you hear All Demi's facts. Real name.
No.
Is Jeffrey. It...
Yeah, Demi, short Jeffrey. For Jeffrey.
That makes sense. They kind of sound the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to go, wait, what's his name again? What's his name again? Jeffrey. Demi.
Yeah.
Aloha, Demi Lade.
It's a day to be.
I think the juice is flowing down your thigh is funny and hot.
I definitely hot. I just thinking about it being non like human juices. I'm just kind of like,
See, the thing is, I agree
like
with
horse
you.
Horse juices?
No, like she spilled something and it's just like juice is flowing down her thigh.
Oh, like it's like a sexy, like she's pouring things down to entice him.
Like a Ricky Martin?
I was thinking like they're at a Denny's and she's clumsy as shit. And it's like, oh, pineapple juice. Pineapples are on your thigh.
Again, he has a thing for clumsy, dizzy girls, though. This is painting a picture. I need someone who can stay on, who doesn't spill stuff. He just saw rom-coms. He's like, I don't want that kind of girl that like falls over and is clumsy. Yeah.
Sorry, Genuine. This feels really personal. Okay, I think the juice is flowing down your thigh is hot.
Yeah.
And I will stand by jean juicing until the day I die.
Jean juicing is interesting.
You ever juice your jeans, baby?
My favorite David Bowie song.
Is that what J.J. Abrams stands for?
Yes, jean juicing Abrams.
Correct.
It is. Yeah.
Very bad robot.
That is a fact. And you can fact check that.
Yeah, no jokes, just facts.
Okay, and then we hit that chorus again.
On it, let's do it. Riding my pony.
I wish that whenever he performed this live, he had someone doing the.
I'm sure they just played it off a little synthy. He had to like hire the nearest acapella bass guy.
He has to hire someone to burp.
Pentatonics or Take Six or something.
No, it goes. What's her name from Pitch Perfect?
Rebel Wilson?
The one that gets the cold and can sing like that.
I haven't seen
Brittany Snow, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Then there's this instrumental break. For no reason.
Different
the song
versions
is
have
like
a different section here.
It's called a refractory period, Demi.
The harmonies there are so good.
It's kind of elementary school imagery.
Okay, that little part is the best part of the whole song.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's my favorite bridge of any song that we've covered.
It's so good.
Yeah.
The fucking chorus on the
bay.
Yeah. They're like, what is I want you, can you play that slide vocal there? I want to hear how many harmonies that is.
Three part. Fresh.
But the thing is it increases on the second time.
Lurk all over and through you, baby.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Wow. They didn't need to do that.
No. They didn't need to do that hard, but they did.
They did. Thank you, Timbaland, the static
was looking
major.
Out for us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really cap that shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so different versions of the song have, like, a different interlude for some reason. I don't know which one's the official release or single release.
It's probably an album and a single, right?
Yeah, I grabbed the album one because it's longer, and I think the end is more interesting.
Yeah, some have, like, a weird breakdown part here.
Yeah.
But this one just has this sick-ass bridge. If you're, wait, if we're gonna get nasty, baby, and then this part, I'm not sure I have the right lyrics.
Shout out to the movie.
First, we'll show and tell.
Wait, yeah. What movie?
Nasty Baby. Never mind.
Is that like a Hillary Swank spin-off?
No, it's Tunde Adebimpe from TV on the Radio and Kristen Wiig, I think.
Oh, it's a real movie.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
it's
this
fine.
Movie.
It's fine.
It's a boss,
Demi,
baby.
I think this is the first thing you've ever referenced that I haven't known, and I feel
I'm free.
So bad.
I was like, if I say this quietly, then the people who get it will hear it, and everyone else will just be like, fucking whatever.
I let you down.
Can you play the isolated vocal on the first we'll show and tell? Because I'm not convinced that's what he says.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna get nasty, baby. First we'll show and tell. Till I reach a ponytail.
Yeah, that's definitely what he said.
I love the imagery of a grade school show and tell in this sexual scenario.
I'm confused how the ponytail is the last part. Did she hide it in a bra?
It's like starting from the toes to the top.
Well, now here's the... I have a question.
Oh, wait, sorry. Just to unpack what Kevin just said. So pussy first.
No, I'd say toes first, Tarantino's toes. So you go this piggy, this piggy, this piggy, this piggy.
But how is the ponytail the last part of the body that they get to?
What's the top?
Yep, so then they go up. They fully see the butthole.
Toes to top.
Butthole pussy, and then the ponytail is like...
Whoa, no, I think it's like her literal ponytail, all the way to the top of the head.
How long's her hair? Wait a second.
What are you talking about?
The ponytail done by her toes?
No, the pony. What are you?
No, starting at the toes
going
and then
all
working
the way
its way
to the top of the body and going around to the ponytail.
I know. And what I'm saying is the ponytail would be after the pussy. And that feels like a weird order of show and tell for a sexy time.
I think he's...
It's like Chekhov's pussy. Like, you introduce it early on in the show and tell. And it's like, it's going to come back later.
Ah.
In the third act, you lean over to your partner like, oh, the pussy from before.
Remember, we saw it early on.
Ah, great setup.
Okay, sure. So the ponytail, I still understand how this works unless it's a super long ponytail.
No, I don't think the ponytail has to touch the pussy.
I know.
I'm confused as to what you're saying.
I'm saying if he starts at the feet,
yes,
and he's working his way up the body,
mm-hmm,
then just, you know, chronologically, but with body wise, I don't know what that word is.
Yes.
You're saying the grand finale should be the...
That pussy, yes. Yeah.
Nah.
Pussy's... Grand finale's your fucking eyes? What's a grand finale?
Pussy is the end. The ponytail is. Pussy is the end of the first act. Torso is the third act. Is the second
What's
act.
What's he doing? Wait a second.
It's like you haven't even read Story by Robert McKee.
Seriously.
It's a ponytail because the song's called Pony. That's what he's most excited about.
What?
The pony thing.
Oh, it's ponytail,
like, pony.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought, yes. But I'm also, yes, but I'm saying, like, he's like, yeah, the pussy's there, whatever, but he's so excited about her entire body that he's like, I'm going toe to ponytail.
Yeah, this just, the ponytail feels just so odd and specific.
But you know what?
For genuine, he cares.
Again, this is on brand for a holistic appreciation of the whole woman, not
yes.
just
no.
reducing her to her sexual parts, but
every part
disagree.
Of the woman.
I care about every portion.
Hard disagree. Very specific women wear ponytails, and I don't think it's a majority of them.
Well, it's the kind that Genuine's into.
That it's very specific, I think, to the girls he's into.
Yeah.
I have so many questions about this ponytail. Is it a high ponytail? Is it a low ponytail? Is it a half ponytail? Are there two ponytails?
You don't care.
I think it's just the pony thing, right?
Oh, it's definitely just the pony thing, which asks more questions than it answers.
Because it could be a butt.
It could be a butt, but also, if his dick was the pony,
yeah,
ponytail.
Does he tie?
Perineum?
Does he tie the hair to his dick like Eeyore?
Does he have
a pony's tail?
Ooh, what if that's? I think that goes back to the idea that the entire crotch is the pony, because then it's like she also has a pony and she got a ponytail. They both got ponytails.
Hang on. So wait. So in your theory, she's just a pony riding his pony.
No, I think
they are. And her butt is a ponytail.
I think they both got ponies. I think it's a two crotch scenario.
So her pony, assuming she has a vagina, is her vagina.
No, I think it's the entire area. Crotch, top of the thighs.
I love this song.
Belt. It's
knees and toes.
It's all of the short area.
Huh?
It's all of the shorts area. Everything that would be covered by shorts.
Jenny, how often do you refer to genitalia as the shorts area?
I mean, this is the first time I've done it
while
not
mid-coitus. Every time he's in mixed company.
you know, in my shorts region.
Look, usually I save it for sexy talk, you know, when I'm with a lady. I'm just kind of like,
I'm going to get in that shorts area.
I'm about to get down to the cargo area.
You talk to your friends about sex stuff, and you're like, did you make it to the shorts area?
I'm about to
tell me more. Did you get to her short zone?
Also, how short are these shorts? Shorts can be so long.
Sure.
Shorts.
Shorts.
I think show shorts are back in for.
I call them the cargo hold.
Kevin's just over here casually calling fashion trends. By the way, I think we're about to see a resurgence of sweatpants and shorts.
Sweatpants, short shorts.
Shorts are in.
Baggy t-shirts, potato sacks, but on your feet.
Ooh.
Ah, high fashion.
Anything that if you
fall
out of a plane will reduce the drag a little bit.
That's right.
Then he says, lurk all over and through you, baby.
Yeah.
I like that. I imagine him with his two little fingies doing like a Gold Rush Charlie Chaplin routine all over her portions.
He's lurking. Ah, the choice lurk is so funny
like,
to me.
Boop, 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 boop,
it's very 40 days and 40 nights to me.
I feel like it's very like Tom and Jerry like creeping around the corner.
Yeah.
That's fun though.
Yeah. But
sex
all over
stuff
and through
with
you?
like a theme.
Yeah, you want someone in the corner of the room playing xylophone.
Gotta find you.
And a someone, nanny that can walk in on you.
Yeah, you want Hans Zimmer scoring the whole event.
Did Hans Zimmer score Tom and Jerry?
He didn't. I just chose a composer. I should have said...
Bop!
Oh, that's... Well, he saves that for the end.
Is Inception score an homage to Pony?
I've often wondered. Honestly... can we ask our fans to please make that mashup? Because do sound a little the same.
Yes. Think about it.
Christopher Nolan's Pony. That's incredible.
Bop. We gotta just modulate it and then add in like one line from Inception. Bop. It's dream. I don't know. What's the line from Inception?
It's a dream. That's the famous line.
It's all a dream.
Genuine does want Inception in a way. Uh-huh. He wants to get inside.
Hey.
Lurk all over Inception, baby.
Hey. And then my least favorite lyrics of the song, until we reach the stream, you'll be on my jockey team.
Yeah, this raises some
issues. You
confused
the metaphor.
I mean, he's already confused it like three times. A saddle, a pony, I don't get it. A partner, a bachelor, okay. And also lurking through you, I don't know. I feel like he's going to like take me down, like my character. I don't know what that means. He's going to give me an existential crisis really quick, see right through me.
He's trying to say that like you think you know where he is, and before you know it, he's somewhere else in your body.
I think maybe he's going to do what people did to me in middle school, which is try to put their fingers through your belly button and then also in your back and make your fingers touch.
What?
People did that to me all the time.
That's horrible.
I've never heard of that before, and that's disgusting.
You know, boys have a weird way of treating girls in middle school, it turns out.
Yeah.
They also used to try to grab me from behind and flip me over fully.
You told me about that, which just seems like a nightmare.
Make me land on my feet. You know how weird it is to be picked up off the ground when you're not expecting it?
But hey, if it was successful.
Tell it to a dog.
Tell it to a dog.
You should tell it to a dog.
Just shouting out my catchphrase. Tell it to a dog, Mio.
TM, Demi, did you leave it?
I've been meaning to tell you, Demi, I love your new special, Tell It to a Dog.
T-I-T-A-D.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, tell it to a dog.
And the dogs go wild. They rush the stage.
The all dog
audience
special.
That's how he ends
special.
The specials. He just unleashes 100 dogs in the theater. Honestly, I would watch that.
I let the dogs out. Good night, San Francisco.
And then, you know, until we reach the stream, I can only assume is the juices again.
Yeah.
So he is saying, wait a second. He says until twice. He goes, till I reach your ponytail, until I reach the stream.
Maybe it's like a...
Two-part?
Yeah,
first
it's like
act,
a...
First act, second act.
Yes. He's got a double coat system where he's like, look, we got the base layer down. This time, I'm not telling you where I'm going. But I will end at the stream.
The stream. I do like to think of my vagina liquid as a flowing river.
Yes, of course.
Trickling away. White noise machine.
It's like Carly Simon said, let the river run.
It's like Bruce Springsteen said, the river.
Let the
Joni
you know
Mitchell.
The song?
Joni Mitchell.
There's
the
two.
River run.
Come on. No, I don't know.
Working girl. Anyway, I'm just saying
we're just
now.
Yelling references at each other.
I don't know all your references.
Take me to the river.
Take me
big
to
mouth
the...
Billy Bass.
Exactly.
I know that one.
Oh, yeah. I saw Big Mouth Billy Bass this weekend, y'all.
Where?
Big Bear.
Of course. Those houses are so fucking weird out there. Mm-hmm. Guys, there's this neighborhood, like 2 hours outside of LA, like a mountain town, but no one really fucking lives there. It's only for LA people to go and like feel like they're in the country.
Hell yeah.
And so all of the rental houses are all adorned to be like, this is what you think a cabin is like, but they're all like way weird and covered in bear stuff because it's Big Bear.
I love it.
You gotta go, man. Yeah. If nothing else, for the novelty. And also that's where they shot Creep 2.
Creep?
Creep 2.
Oh.
Let's the Radiohead sequel?
Come on, the Mark Duplass movie! Oh. A reference you two don't know?
No, I got it.
Ah. Well, I guess I live to die another day then. One day I'll get you both.
I don't get that reference at all.
Hey-o!
Dying? Not for me.
You'll be on my jockey team.
I don't, what?
The jockey team thing does make it sound like, am I just one of many?
Was no, just they're going to team up and go fuck together.
Other people? It's like, it's like he's Tobey Maguire and she's Seabiscuit. They're a duo.
I forgot he was in that.
My war
horse. Isn't he the lead in that?
I think so. I believe he's the jockey. I have not seen it. I'm going off of the poster
alone. I'm going off of only the fact that he's a tiny little man.
Is he?
It feels like Topes. It. Mm. He has tiny little man energy.
Oh, boy.
TLME.
That's because he's in DiCaprio.
He feels
shadow.
Frail. I don't know what to tell you. He was a perfect Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was.
Stop trying. Ugh. Cider House rules.
Wow. You seem very upset by the Spider-Man
thing. Did Tom Holland hurt you?
Tom Holland's okay, but God, he's young.
This is the most, you just like became 47 overnight. God, he's young.
Andrew Garfield, get out of here. Beat it. What world?
Beat it, bozo.
And don't get me started on Edward Norton as the Hulk.
Ugh.
What an underutilized character.
They didn't let him get started. They replaced
better
him.
Than Eric Bana, I'll say.
Oh, and if I can talk about Terrence Howard for a bit.
Who
was he?
Here's my favorite thing in the original Iron Man. He was the original War Machine.
Right.
Movie, he got paid $4 million.
Shut the fuck up!
And Robert Downey Jr. got $500,000.
I just found out that's Robin so Williams funny. Got $75,000 for Aladdin.
Well, no, but they also gave him like $1 million painting.
A lot of
Picasso original.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd take that deal.
But yeah, that was later as a way to try to make it up to him because he blacklisted them and they were like, oh, actually, you're a really big deal. We need to be on good terms with you.
But didn't they give him the Chris Hardwick deal? Points.
Oh. You know that.
What?
Are you doing the Usher sound?
No, except I'm saying no.
I feel like there's a unique thing with you.
What?
Where it is the moment between 3 points where you've made the joke or you started the joke, and I'm like, oh, he's saying something. What are you saying? And then in that transition, you go on to the punchline, and I'm still in the process of being like, I'm trying to understand what he's saying.
What are you saying?
And then my body suddenly is like, wait a minute, this is a trap. And as I fall for the trap, you spring the trap, and I'm just like, damn it, it happened again.
It's like seeing a tsunami wave in Gulf of City.
Are they always
and you're
Chris
on the ground.
Hardwick related?
No. It's just like, you ever follow like a trail of breadcrumbs and unto like... You follow a trail of Reese's
to a pile of shit.
You follow a trail of Reese's to a box propped up by a stick, and as soon as you figure out what's happening, the trap
you're
sets.
Trapped. Yep.
Honestly, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. You think, okay, well, I won't fall for it again, but then you're like,
it's embarrassing Reese's. For all of us. I'll stop saying the traps.
Thank you.
No, you won't.
But
no,
in a way, I like being in a box. Just shattered, you know, a moment away from the world.
Yeah, it's a moment
like Frank Langella.
Oh, no! I don't even get it!
The box!
I don't even get it!
The box!
Oh. From the 2009 James Marsden Cameron Diaz movie, The Box, based on a Twilight Zone episode.
The follow-up to Southland Tales from Richard Kelly.
Why do you guys know this stuff?
Because we're broken boys.
Everything that you know about how to be a person and deal with other people, we have this stuff instead.
We read Wikipedia instead.
Oh my God, have you guys actually edited Wikipedia pages?
No.
I did.
Shut up, Kevin. Shut up. For who?
You haven't?
Shut up, Kevin.
No.
For what? No, he was on forums. He has no fucking box to stand on right now.
Whoa, yeah, jock forums. I was talking about sports.
I was
video game forums.
Jock forums.
He won a contest to win an Xbox by dressing up as Yoda despite having never seen Star Wars.
There's some libel here.
What did you edit the Wikipedia for?
I edited the Wikipedia for the West Wing episodes. I added screen caps for each of the episodes between season 1 and season 4.
Kevin, how much time did you spend on that?
It was a couple of weeks.
Kevin.
I was a young man.
Kevin. I feel so bad for you. So
I know. I feel bad
That's
for you
too much time.
I was happy to do. I think some of them are still up.
I was always so nervous to do it because I'd see Jimmy Wales' face when he's asking for money. And I was just like, he's going to catch me.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? You were donating your time. Why would you also donate money? If anyone, you should not donate.
He's asking for the money.
Kevin, thank you for your service.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome.
People like you make the world go round.
You
people like you fund the notes for this show.
You're the West Wing, baby. Yeah. No, I've
Wimpley the West. I got that.
Meticulously.
Wimpley the West.
Edited the Punch Up the Jam Wikipedia. That's all me.
Wimpley the West is my favorite Dudley Do-Right character.
I really thought I had something and I went
you
for
did.
It.
You did. You have a Hanna-Barbera character.
You guys, I'm pretty good with references too. Check this out. Wimpley the West.
Can I ask you guys a personal question?
Of course.
And you feel free not to... Okay, ask an answer.
His dick is 10 feet long. We talked about this on a bonus episode.
I thought I was going to ask the hypotenuse.
Have you ever had this song as a soundtrack for any intimate occasion?
No. That's too personal for me. I won't name names.
I have a sex playlist. You'll never know what it's called. But I feel like I cannot... When I have a song that
it's
I have...
Whipley the West.
Kevin! Marissa, bleep that. I feel like I can't have a song that I have, like, a connection where I could think of something else to it and be distracted or, like, suddenly start, like, laughing, you know?
Yeah, because you could put it on and then, in the middle of being with your significant other, think of... Me editing Wikipedia.
Exactly.
Yep.
Or you dancing on stage at Gilmore Guys. I'm like,
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I've probably taken that song away from a lot of people that I shouldn't have. That
you
was wrong of me.
I think any song that gets too famous is unable to maintain sex playlist status.
And also, you get horny enough, you can do it to anything.
You know what's sad is I did have one exclude. What's that?
I'm sorry, I just processed what Demi said and I have to hard disagree.
Yeah, wait, say that again.
You get horny enough, you can fuck. I fucked to the Mission Impossible theme.
How about James Earl Jones read the Bible?
I'll try it. I'll try it.
I know
you'll
you will.
You'd love to ring around the rosy.
I mean, depends on who sent. Yes.
Right. No, you would not.
Yackety sax.
The thing is, I'll hear ashes.
Flight
ashes.
Of the Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah. No, because I need that tempo.
Flight of the Bumblebee is urgent. Oh, I think that would work.
Live and let die.
First of all, like, we've talked about this before. I would absolutely fuck to live and let die. I thought when you said Flight of the Bumblebee, I was imagining Saber Dance, like that spinning plate song. And I was like, yeah.
Well, what about the Venga Bus?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Wait, I don't know. Vengabus.
The Venga Bus is coming.
The Six Flags song.
Oh, coming to New York to San Francisco and in the disco. You really think I won't fuck
this? Would you fuck to Tears in Heaven?
Yes.
No, you would not. Oh,
this is like a Sam I Am type. Like, I would not eat it in a box. I would not. I would fuck to anything.
I would
fuck to
anything. Wrong.
I would to the West Wing. I would fuck in a tree. I would fuck listening to Despicable Me.
Okay, but those minions are sexy.
Yeah, those are,
you don't have to tell me.
They're pretty
tight. Be-do.
banana. You feel me?
I hate that you just like visibly stuck your tongue through your cheek when you made that noise. Okay, sidebar.
I just grew.
Stop, Kevin. That's so much grosser than juices. That's so much grosser than juices.
This is a double standard.
I just grew. I have to say, I just got back from Japan, and I was shocked at how into minions it seems all of Japan is.
Miel.
Non-ironically, extremely into minions.
Miel, the entire world is into minions.
I didn't know.
$5 billion franchise.
I didn't know. I thought it was kids and moms.
Nah.
Wait, you like it's minions,
dads too.
Right?
His dad loves minions.
My dad loves minions. Oh. I am so ambivalent to minions, but the level of hate that people have for minions to me is enough for me to be like, I think that it's a funny enough thing that you have such strong feelings for these little guys in any way.
These little guys.
Yeah.
There's millions of them. They're overpopulating
okay,
the world.
But there's like three,
this
really.
This is kind of starting to sound a little racist.
Yeah. Miel hates three exact people of color.
Kevin,
and they are the minions.
Bob, and the yellow. Stu is so forgettable.
Oh my fucking, Miel, don't get me started on this. Tall as the heavens, that minion's Kevin. Only when Stu is your guy.
Bob? Is this your freaking
mnemonic
device?
Yes.
What's yours for the Chris's?
Shorter than the others? Bob's your uncle.
What is yours for the famous Chris's?
Chris's. Evil X 207, that's Chris Evans. James Kirk in 09, that Chris is Pine. Aussie by birth, that Chris is Hemsworth.
Used to be fat.
Yeah. That Chris is Pratt.
Yeah.
How about they're so hella fancy, that's Teen Baranski.
Are you talking about Christine Baranski?
Christine Baranski.
From Mamma Mia?
I have to add every... Okay.
Okay.
His show is better than Chris's Gethard. I won't do this on air.
Should we play the last part?
Oh, hey. The song. Yeah, let's just, I mean, it's a lot of chorus, but we got to play this. And then a very interesting part happens.
Worst part of the song. Best part of the song. There's like a... Do you hear that? It's like a glass block.
This is one of the all-time great, like, production beats, I feel like.
No wonder Timbaland popped off after this.
And those shoes.
It's deceptively complicated,
right? Yeah.
Because it feels simple, but there's a lot actually going on.
Yeah, and it feels like even the like parts are switching up, like the.
Yeah. Huh.
They're just slowly dropping shit out.
Yeah.
Jump on it.
Oh, and then this like weird vibe part.
Oh yeah.
This is
a new instrument
part.
Comes in.
And then only this part?
So here's the thing. This is where the song fades out. However, on the album version, there is an entire extra minute, and it's this.
Yep. Elephant
party. I did not know this until this.
Because they were all in a crew together.
Yeah.
I'll find that
name. Magoo and Nikki.
This is so funny because on Genuine, on Spotify, the top five streamed songs, number one is Pony. Number two, I think, is A Different Reasons. And then number three is Pony again.
Yeah.
And number one is the single version of Pony. Number three is the album version of Pony.
Because it's different.
Yeah.
The weird part is they do this verse twice and then it just goes into like diner discussion.
Swing Mob. That's what they were called.
Swing Bob?
Mob.
Oh, Mob.
This should probably be its own track, right?
Yeah, but I feel like it's just so short and it's really just like...
I think maybe they were kind of using it as like an interstitial on like a debut album or something.
Are you guys generally pro or anti sketches on rap albums and R&B albums?
At the time, it was pretty tight.
Uh-huh.
Like the Afro Man album, I thought was so funny.
I don't know that one.
What?
Oh, I never listened to Afro Man in full. I listened to everyone's heard Because I Got High, but like, I don't know.
Palmdale?
Maybe.
That's fine.
I feel like the only skits on albums that I really liked were the Bernie Mac ones on either College Dropout or Late Registration. I don't know. But I think those are so funny. But outside of that, I'm always just kind of like ambivalent. Although, when we did Hey Ma and we were watching the video, the ones in those are always so funny to me. Yeah.
Sketches in videos?
Yeah, like in rap videos, I'm like, that's great. Because I think the visual element of it adds something. And they always have like a comedian come in and just like vamp on it.
Oh, I miss the R&B videos of the 90s that had like full-on movies before the music video started.
Yeah.
Remember all like the Boys to Men videos or like Joe, I Want to Know.
Yeah. They make it like a full-on story for some reason.
I'll say it. I love the 90s.
I love the 90s.
I do.
Oh, okay.
I'm not afraid.
No, right. I've been silenced for too long. I do love them.
Honestly, not enough people are saying that these days.
Listen.
People haven't said it since, I believe, the 2000s.
I almost bought like a Tweety Bird sweatshirt from the 90s the other day. And then I had to refrain because I was like, this is just too much, man.
No, you should
I can't
have.
Be this person. I can't do it.
You said Tweety Bird, and I imagined Jeff Tweety as a bird.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's something.
I did not think Tweety Bird the Looney Tune.
Wilco, that's all, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm... physically mad.
Yeah, you're about to get more upset, Mio.
Okay, what? Other than the couple, like, the mixed metaphors, I really can't see anything you could do to change this song.
You're right. The mixed metaphors are the problem.
Right.
So, what I decided to do, fix the metaphor.
Oh my God.
But I didn't want, I don't know, I didn't want to change it too much because it's a near perfect song. So I fixed it in my own way, and I do have to do it live because this happened today.
Oh no.
You're gonna love it.
Oh.
He put his sunglasses
the glasses
on.
Sorry,
but the glass
he
song.
Means business. Wow. I could not be happier right now. This is all I want.
Magic Mike is shaking!
Magic Demi. XXS?
I'm just a bachelor trying to get his D wet. Let me explain what I mean and how much I'm DTF. Need to find a phrase to show the state of my arousal. I'm just gonna modify a saying people use for their hunger. I'm so horny, I could have sex with a pony.
Oh my gosh.
But not sin, silly, it's just a saying. I'm so horny, I could have sex with a pony. But not sin, silly, it's just a saying. Why are you scowling? Did you not get it? Hold up, do you really think I'm into bestiality? Let me just clarify, it's a reference to the saying. A phrase only means that I'm so horny that I could eat a horse out. I'm so horny, I could have sex with a pony. But not sin, silly, it's just a saying. I'm so horny, I could have sex with a pony. But not sin, silly, it's just a saying.
What? I'm not actually saying that I'm gonna fuck a horse. I'm saying that I'm trying to use an animal to show you how horny I am. Wait, are you calling someone? Are you filming? Don't film this.
Why is everyone staring at me? Is it cause my hat's insane? Or the pony fucking thing? Don't act like you don't understand me.
Decided to adjust the metaphor while keeping it about ponies.
Finally, a punch up I can relate to.
Unfortunately, yes, it is.
I'm so hungry, I could have sex with a pony.
Yeah.
Honestly, who hasn't Freudian slipped that once
in
a while?
I'm so horny, I could eat a horse out.
Oh, I'm thinking about that too, literally. That's grossing me out.
Shut up your brain.
What a wonderful podcast you guys have made.
That's the first, that's the last thought I think anyone would have after hearing that.
I was thinking.
Oh, this is a good thing. What were you thinking?
I was thinking the way you broke up, but not since. Silly.
I wrote so many different versions of that where I was like, what sounds the best? And at one point I was like, but not, like, I don't mean that really. And I was like, no, just break it up.
It could be not sin fully.
But not sin.
Consenting yesterday. Horse sex.
Yeah, it's a.
Sorry. Pony
wonderful,
sex.
Right. Wonderful.
Demi, I think that was great.
Thank you.
Well
and I
done.
Admire you for trying to sing something so high live.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded good.
It's so high.
I should have just done a falsetto and not scream it.
No, you should have screamed it. I don't think you sing falsetto about fucking a pony.
Well, that's true. You got to commit.
You got to commit.
And if you want to hear a non-screaming version, I will have a studio version that's much better made on the Patreon.
Hey.
So feel free to listen to that.
I think that was pretty good, though.
Thank you.
That was great. I loved it. And, you know, listen, I think we should be more okay about joking about fucking animals.
Yeah, joking about.
Or even just saying they make you horny.
An interesting hill to die on.
I will die on this hill.
That's the day Miel became an activist.
I'll have sex on this hill.
I'm just saying.
With a horse.
No. Dick's too big.
Okay.
Miel's like Braveheart, but for fucking.
I'm just saying, Howl's moving castle. He was hotter as the bird.
Hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Neither of you have seen that movie.
Mm-mm. Correct.
No, but I know of it.
I've heard of it, and that's what really matters in a reference.
I don't Wikipedia. Get how you know fucking bullshit movies that you've probably never seen,
yeah.
And you haven't seen Miyazaki movies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand your reference
I've
point.
Only seen, like, four movies.
I saw Princess Monkey and,
What the fuck is that?
Princess Mononoke? Princess Monkey.
Yeah, with Gillian Anderson. She's in it.
I saw Sprite Away. Sprite It Away? What is it?
I'm done.
I saw Kiki Jones
nope.
USPS.
My neighbor Toronto.
No. Nope.
Yeah, no, it's My Neighbor Toronto.
I'm officially retiring from this podcast.
Oh, wait, no, there's the genuine, the pony.
Pony.
Yeah, about the fish?
Yeah.
I'm going to jump out a window.
Pony, 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 tiny little fish.
Let's move the fuck on.
Let's do it.
Listener Q&A.
Can't punch this.
I keep, it's on a loop. It just is going to play four times.
Kevin deserves four. Speaking yeah. of Kevin.
Oh, thank you.
Kevin, I'm sorry I slandered you your name when we were hating on the Minions. I forgot that was also your name.
No, it's okay. I'm used to women screaming, I hate Kevin.
Why screaming?
I'm not going to
Who could
usually...
ever hate you?
I don't know.
I don't think anyone hates you in the world.
Oh, it's very sweet. I try not to have any enemies.
You don't have any enemies.
I don't like the idea of a nemesis. Or
no,
an
you
enemy.
Have very low nemesis energy.
I want one nemesis, but I want
you
it
do?
To be. I want it to be like we both are aware that it's foolish, and we just kind of chose each other and are like using each other's spite to get ahead,
to like draft off each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You need like a Killmonger where it's like, man, you make some good points, even though I disagree with you.
Exactly.
Yes.
And your unpunchable jam is?
My unpunchable jam will be, it's probably been a few weeks that's been out when this episode comes out, but Red Bull and Hennessy by Jenny Lewis off her album On the Line, I think is a terrific song. Been listening to it a lot ever since it came out as a single.
People are always surprised when I say that I don't know any Jenny Lewis or Rilo Kiley.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You do. You know Portions for Foxes.
You were saying a name, and I'm like, if I heard it, maybe. I would never know
her vocals on the Postal Service, at least.
I didn't listen to the Postal Service.
I don't actually think that's even her on the recording, is it? That's just her at live shows, huh?
Who you asking?
No, sometimes she does backing vocals for them, yeah.
I've only heard one song of hers, Glendora, I think, from Rilo Kiley, and it's because a very nice Gilmore Guys listener put it on a CD for me, and I love that CD.
You know Silver Lining? Sweet.
Playbook?
Okay.
Oh, I know Silver Linings, Playboy.
Hooray, I'm your silver lining.
Yeah, I love Jenny Lewis. I'm excited to listen to it.
For Lawrence.
Have you learned them on piano yet?
Cooper. No, I've learned some of the old Rilo Kiley stuff on piano.
Had a feeling.
Yeah.
Can't wait for those Instagram stories.
Hey.
That's a great pick. I'm psyched to have some Jenny on there.
Thank you.
She's been crushing it for so long, and her hair looks so goddamn cool.
She, I did bring a sign to the last, like, three Jenny Lewis concerts I went to saying, Jenny, will you go out with me?
And?
She said yes.
Oh, my God, you're dating!
She said yes in 2008. I'm trying not to rush into it.
Yeah, you gotta take
it slow.
Taking it slow. It's been 11 years.
Yeah. You gotta show her that you're willing to wait.
That's
and
right.
And you have so
and
many West Wing Wikipedias to edit in the meantime.
Yeah, should I send those to her so she'll be impressed?
Yes.
Nah, you gotta say something for the date.
Okay.
What do you mean for marriage, more like?
Okay, yeah. Save it for marriage.
Save West Wing Wikis for marriage.
I think so.
Yeah. When you got her, that's when you spring on. It's like, all right, here's something you should know.
I don't know. Or you could trap her with the West Wing Wikis.
Oh, no.
That's the pages of the print. Out or what's leading up to the box trap that you have to snare her under.
Kevin, I'm sorry for making fun of you. I actually do think that's quite cool.
Oh, you don't have to.
I do. Well, I think it's cool to know a lot of stuff about something.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, for what I swear, that I don't think it's cool at all.
Hey, you said you wanted a nemesis. Look
and
at you.
Here balance. We go, Kevin. Let's do this.
It's you?
I would actually, yeah, the nemesis we deserve. Can you guys become enemies? I would love to watch that unfold.
I think that wouldn't be a good Batman v Superman.
I think it'd be unfun for both of us. We'd just
be
like,
fun for me.
That would be a whoever wins, we lose scenario. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's Cap versus Iron Man.
It's Alien versus Predator.
No, no, no. The Predators are clearly...
I'm not a Predator. Whoa, you were the alien,
the
buddy.
The Predators are the good guys.
I'm the Predator. I don't...
Someone
I
clip don't like, that out as a soundboard.
I was like, I don't like the air after that. Well, the Predators were the good guys?
The Predators are, like, categorically the good guys.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember them very well.
Predators have motive. Aliens are just bad.
I don't like that.
Should I just say My Unpunchable so we can get out of this?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
My Unpunchable, I was like, I want another a song that's a sexy song. And this isn't so sexy as much as it is just about sex and kind of fun in that way. It's called Sex on the Regular. It's by Miniature Tigers. It's just a song about just really wanting to be with someone a lot and have sex with them all the time. Called Sex on the Regular. It's very bouncy. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I feel like you always get like awkward when this, like, as if you need to describe the song. I just want to know what you like about it.
It's because some songs I'm like, I feel like I have so much to say, and then some songs I'm just kind of like, it's just like
then
so.
Just, you can just say that. You don't have to be like embarrassed about it.
I'm not embarrassed. I just feel like there's always an air where I'm like, all right, that's where I should film. It's fine. But it is, it's a very. A good pop song. I really like Miniature Tigers. I feel like every time I hear a song of theirs, I love it. And I first heard of them in Austin ages ago. They were opening up for some band that I don't remember, but now they're like huge.
It was Rilo Kiley.
It was Rilo Kiley!
And he left before they started playing.
Might have been. But it's just, I feel like it's a song that starts off very simple with like just a like dun 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 and like on a loop and then like just bursts into a very exuberant sort of
I love when a song has like a pop of sound and you're like, oh, there she is.
It's nice. It's like a Sony Bravia commercial.
Does it okay, two questions. Does it make you horny?
No, it makes me want to dance. Which does make me horny.
Okay, second question, could you fuck to it?
Again, you're asking the wrong person. I will fuck to a Charmin commercial.
Yeah, but those are, again, categorically horny.
With the bears with the toilet paper?
Are you kidding me, dude?
A bear's dingleberry is fucking hot.
What energy do you think I'm channeling when I go downtown?
Big bear dingleberry.
You're right, my sincere apologies. And a revenant down there. I'm coming back from the dead.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I don't know what's talking.
Whoa, it's in the title.
The your revenant, turn. That bear's dead. Okay, my turn. I also went the sexy route, but I went for a song that makes me feel heart horny and also is a great fuck jam.
Heart horny is a great phrase.
Heart horny and fuck jam, and of course it's Sade.
Heart horny and...
Of course it's Sade, and nice. It's, of course it's By Your Side.
Oh, when you're low, I'll be there by your side.
It's come on, it's in so many movies. I think maybe most iconically, it's where Samantha and Richard first say I love you to each other and dance
Bewitched?
Next to the illuminated pool. Oh no, Sex and the City, of course. I believe maybe season 4. Anyway,
so that's a TV show.
Oh, what? You guys know every references, but not the ones that girls know. Cool.
I literally
that's
just said...
not sexist at all.
First of all, I've seen
wow,
Sex in the City.
Looks like they're enemies.
I've seen the Carrie Diaries on the CW.
We
don't talk to me about
that
Sex
is sexist
in the City.
That you've seen that.
What? How? No, I'm saying that's a TV show because you said it's in every movie and then went on to say a TV
a
show.
Yes, of course. Richard's not in the Sex in the City movies. Ew, why would he be? The dad from Dexter? Yes, he's the dad from Dexter.
I don't... You're naming more TV shows?
Oh my God! You guys know the most obscure shit and then such common shit. You guys are like, I've never heard of that.
Yep.
This is, I want to punch both of you very lightly, but a punch.
Like a sucker punch. 2011
like a
film.
Punch up.
Oh
hey.
My God.
Starring Emily Browning.
And Vanessa Hudgens.
And Oscar Isaac and John Hamm.
Directed by Zack Snyder.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm going to say that it's sexist.
Okay.
It is.
It kind of is. Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, fucking listen to By Your Side if you haven't heard it. It's such a good
Will
song.
Do.
Iconic jam. I can't believe.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I made you mad.
Oh, a wire just came loose.
You brought me.
I'm so sorry. I've only heard 10 songs.
Kevin, I'm sorry for screaming at you, making fun of you, and saying I wanted to punch you. Thank you for coming on the
podcast.
It's
okay. It feels like home.
I'm sorry for verbally abusing you this entire episode. I do it because I love you.
I feel that love, and okay, I reciprocate.
Yeah, come on back.
Good. Hey.
Please come back.
Come back to this situation. It'll be different this time, I promise.
Aww.
No, I won't. I mean, because I love. And I do appreciate you coming on the 69th episode.
Yeah.
Hey.
To talk about such a horny
song. Somebody's
got to
come on the 69th episode.
If it was good for you, it's good for me.
Ooh.
As a guest.
Hey, this is making me horny again.
In a way, we had a three-way 69
here. Hey. So
what's that?
It's 696.
Yes.
Whoa.
Or as I call it, a June 9th.
Wait.
609. Never mind. I don't know why I said that.
What would the O be?
I'm the zero.
Just someone, just a little baby egg in the middle, like, oh.
Where's
this fun?
You're rolled up in a ball and we're just licking your mouth.
Yes.
I love it. Hey, okay, if you want to listen to your podcast that's pretty much nothing like this
yeah.
one.
Which one of the two?
Episode,
we get a little sexy sometimes. What's that?
The good... Christian fun.
Good Christian fun. Listen to the Life of Brian episode with Demi Adjuwebe or the Lauren Daigle episode with Miel Breda.
Oh, yeah.
What's Lauren Daigle?
She's an artist and boy, she got some problems. She cosplays as a black woman and physically.
She
and
does. The Dolezal.
Musically cosplays as Adele. And she's very popular in the Christian music
she's
community.
Huge.
She musically cosplays as Adele?
Oh, she just tries to sound exactly like Adele.
Yeah, she does.
It's very weird.
Sounds like she's...
Even Kevin hated it. I couldn't believe it.
Even Kevin.
Even
again,
Kevin hated it is a good
We started
phrase.
By talking about how weird an even was, and now we're like, yeah, an even, a little misplaced.
I just think of Kevin as being the nicest person I know.
He is.
He is.
Is that true? Oh, that's so nice.
You definitely are.
I want to be the Paddington of whatever friend group I'm in.
You
that's
absolutely are the Paddington.
Aww.
Yeah, you just can't stop eating that marmalade.
It's
yeah.
so sticky.
I mean, a glutton.
Where else can people find you and listen to you and watch you?
I'm Kevin T. Porter, good
Kevin
Christian
T.
Fun.
What is the T for? We never found out.
T is for Todd.
What? Nuh-uh.
T is for Todd.
You have the most, like, you should have been a jazz performer in the 40s name. Kevin Todd Porter.
Todd Porter for sure is like a jazz man's name.
Todd Porter is my father, the jazz man.
No, did he actually?
No, but he is Todd Porter. Todd Kimberly Porter.
No!
Yes.
Kimberly?
Mm-hmm.
And you're, wait, so he's TKP and you're KTP?
That's right. Whoa. There's some symmetry
there. Talking about TP so much, making me horny for those bears.
Me and my dad make you horny?
You absolutely do.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, father-son bonding.
Hey.
Bondage.
There it
like
is.
The saddle. Okay, Demi, you do the plugs. I am too hot and flustered.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to follow Miel, she's at Miel or at Miel Monster. I'm at Electra Lemon. If you want to follow the show, it's at Punch of the Jam on all platforms. You can email us at punchofthejam@gmail.com. You can visit us at punchofthejam.com. You can come to our Patreon at patreon.com/punchofthejam. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much, Super Producer Marissa. Goodbye.
Yay.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.